Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent. If you are an applicant or authorized, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. Yeah, ask who I'm speaking with today.
Hi, Danielle. My name is Shira. I have online a mutual participant, Kelly Prince. She just wants to look at the status of her case and see where she's up to in the enrollment process.
Yes,
are you just
I'm
transferring
here.
Her?
She's on the line with us right now. She can decide how she wants to proceed with the call.
Okay, what was your name? The caller?
My name is Shira.
Spell your first name.
It's S-H-I-R-A.
And your last name?
Last name initial is W.
And where are you calling from?
Family First Home Care.
And applicant, verify your first and last name.
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E.
And do you give permission for me to, well, we now need to obtain some personal information from you. Please note we will not speak to anyone regarding the application without your written and verbal permission. So do you give me permission
okay.
to discuss your case information while the agent is on the line?
Yes, that's fine.
And what is your date of birth?
11/15/1989.
And your address?
778 Mill, M-I-L-L, Road, Yardley, Y-A-R-D-L-E-Y, P-A, 19067.
Okay. It looks like we need to get you scheduled for your first initial intake visit assessment. Are you available within the next 7 days at any time?
Is that what the status
of
her, I'm sorry to bother you, Kelly, 1 second. The status of her case, is it showing that there is a status or there's never been one made yet? There's never been a case made yet.
The status is we need to get the intake visit assessment, so she's ready for
okay.
assessment.
Okay. All right.
I'm confused. Is the assessment different from the guy who approved me?
So we're not sure.
Yeah,
came
so sometimes,
down.
So sometimes you guys will start off with the, area agency of aging, and then they'll send a referral and start that and get that started for you. But sometimes it should start with us and then we send them the case. But like I said, they'll do their interview and then send us the referral. So you had your assessment with the area agency of aging already. So now we need to get
okay,
all the
you see scheduled. That someone had claimed and approved. You can see that.
Yes, that's the interview from the area agency of aging.
So just reconfirming,
okay.
I'm sorry, Kelly. So you... I know you just did that, Kelly, but just confirming on my end, Area and Aging did go down to Kelly and did give her an assessment.
Yes,
and that's
something
that you see on your end. Interesting. Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Applicant, are you available within the next 7 days at any time?
Sure. Yes.
And do you prefer mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoons or evenings.
Okay. So it looks like we're booked all the way up until next Wednesday, October 8th, between we have an 11 to 1 or 1 to 3. Is that okay, or would you like me to try to find a sooner date?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So we have next Wednesday, October 8th, we have an 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Is that date okay, or would you like me to try to find a sooner one?
No, that date is okay. I would like the later one, the 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay, so we have you scheduled for October 8th between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. That's a time frame that our enrollment case manager, her name is Carrie, that's a time frame that she'll come in between. The visit only lasts an hour to an hour and a half, and she'll call 30 minutes before she arrives.
Okay, and she's actually coming to my house?
Correct. If
okay,
you don't have medical assistance, Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So if you don't have medical assistance,
okay.
So if you don't have medical assistance, she'll complete a medical assistance application with you. If you do, that's fine. Just make sure you have your identification, your medical insurance, and proof of income.
I know that they couldn't hear me. That's so. Sorry, hold on a second. They couldn't hear me. So.
Can you try again?
Okay. So, I'm almost done the call. Okay, I'm almost like, yeah, yeah, a few minutes. Okay, sorry. I'm back.
Hey, what were you asking?
I was asking, the assessment is just, what is that? Like, they just like kind of go over like the kinds of things that would I need or something like that?
No. So it's to verify your identification, your medical insurance,
okay.
And we do a brief proof of income.
Okay. Okay, got you. And then after, okay, all right. And then what's the step after that?
Like I said, you already had your assessment with the Area Agency of Aging. We do need to send a physician certification form to your primary care physician. Do you know your doctor's first and last name?
Yes. Dr. Joshua Lee. Through Penn Medicine.
Okay. And what county are you located in?
Bucks County.
Bucks. Okay. And what's your doctor's address?
777 Township Line Road, Yardley, PA, 19067.
Okay. So we'll fax out that physician certification form in the next 48 to 72 hours. The doctor just has to fill it out and send it back to us. Okay. This application process can take up to 90 business days, but it can take way sooner if everyone works together. We have you scheduled for our assessment. You already did the Area Agency of Aging assessment. Like I said, we're going to fax out that physician certification form to that doctor. The doctor just has to fill it out and send it back to us. If you are ever denied during this process, you do have the right to appeal. Okay.
Take a couple minutes. Yeah.
And then,
She said I was bothering her? Okay, I apologize. I'm just trying to just call the headphone wasn't working. Okay, are we almost done? Sorry,
yes.
There's
so the county
another department and there's, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so the county assistance office may need additional financial documents from you. And if they do, they will mail you out a letter.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
The county assistance office does the financial determination. If they need additional financial documents from you, they will mail you out a letter.
Did you receive the doctor's note already?
No, I just gave her, we just collected her doctor's information, like right now during this call.
And he just has to fill it out.
Okay, and then did you want to receive any case updates via text message or email?
Sure.
And would you like text or email?
Text.
And what's a good cell phone number for you?
215-279-0429.
Okay, and just to let you know, by providing your cell phone number and agreeing to all terms and conditions, you agree to receive text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third party. To start receiving a text, all you have to do is reply stop, and you may get messages at any different times of the day, and messages and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Okay. If you ever need additional assistance besides the help of us, the county assistance office, or your home care agency, you can always reach out to PA Link for additional assistance. Okay.
What, the link?
And then I'm going to provide you with your case number, so just let me know when you're ready for that.
Okay, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Your case number is
11322284.
Correct. And did you want to add anyone as an authorized representative so they're able to speak on your behalf, schedule anything, or provide case updates to?
Yes, my father, Joseph Prince.
Mm-hmm. And what is his address?
Same as mine.
And his phone number?
215-932-2528.
Okay. Did you have any other questions or concerns for me today?
No.
All right. So thank you for calling in Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. Do you have time for a survey today?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too.